Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Listening, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is the third live hour on Parker Pathways. It's June 25th, 2017. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome aboard. And we're going to go into the third hour with the continuation of sperm and egg interaction. We're taking on the fact it's taking, we're going to take sperm onto another level. For instance, based upon from the second hour's expose of electromagnetic fields, but also the fact of what sperm has developed as a carrier of treating cancer, for instance, as the idea. In other words, if you this will all be under the concept of the New World system of research, which is coming out of the G20 meeting coming up next month at the G20 meeting itself, so that we really understand each other. We're going to have nations which are going to be discussing what we're discussing right now, and what I'm trying to write it fast enough to have it into the protocol of the G20 and the United Nations meeting that's occurring in Europe next month. But the idea of treating cancer with sperm has been talked about in research for some time, and the development of the immune system and how it functions. And in the body we have macrophages. These are cells that are produced in such a way from the bone marrow and form a part of the spleen to be drug carriers and setting them loose and to destroy tumor cells without affecting other cells. And of course, this follows very closely to the call in the second hour from Roxanne from Texas, the type of thinking that's going on in these kinds of mediums. But you have the solid state and materials research in Dresden, Germany, are proposed that a new cell type be used, you know, for targeting tumors. And the idea is the sperm itself. Now, the solitary goal is to reach the egg, of course, and then, of course, you have the sperm cell that needs guidance to hunt down the tumor cell as one of the model paradigms. So the idea is to use a sperm cell that's coupled with a synthetic component, like you have the idea of being a drug carrier on a sperm head, acting as an environment for the sperms to adapt and swim within the adaptations. So what they've done is created a sperm flagella-driven micro-biorobot, where the using bovine sperms, which from cows, in other words, and having a magnetic microtube. Now, they've guided the direction of where you can propel that device as sperm to the robot metal-coated polymer, which is the size of a water atom. It's encased in water to serve, in effect, the water's been varied out, and I've talked about these changes of angles of the water, which I'm working on, and it is to serve as the flagella, in other words, the tail of the sperm, which has got, keep in mind what we have here. You have the sperm itself being changed into a sperm hydro micromotor robot. Now, what you have is the formation of a spiral-shaped metal-coated polymer that is got a magnet. Now, the magnet is the size of a water molecule. Now, what you have is that you can absorb the quantities of proteins this way with the hydrophilic drugs into the dilution factor of the body fluids with the micromotor and the water molecule with the robot sperm, which is a live sperm turned into a robot. Now, what you have in terms of that, you have the focus into the antigen system into the cancer cell itself. Now, you have the microstructure is going to be guided by a three-dimensional laser lithography. In other words, this is all going to be by guided by light. Now it goes to tumor because it knows what tumor antigen has been extracted from that tumor. In other words, this has always been the failing of chemotherapy, because you do many cells at one time based upon drug preparation within the system. This other way, you're taking a fluorescence imaging after soaking the sperm in doxorubicin, which is a chemotherapeutic agent commonly used in treating cancer, particularly in gynecological cancers, because this is what's causing most women to be sterile. Now, if you have the spheroid culture of the surface of the tumor, which is programmed within the atom of the water molecule within the sperm, you are developing precisely how to target a cancer cell. Now, the development, for the sake of researchers, of which there are six teams, the addition, this is where I get into, they saying, well, it's a sperm bot. In other words, it is. It's a sperm bot. But because of its 3D systems. The addition of being able to, quote, clinically educate the stem cell for the spermatogenesis from the testes will give the gynecological system of the tumor inhibitions, just like an emotion of the human. The sperm bot system has killed cells and diluted the drugs, and has contained an advantage in research as it's been going. I've reviewed the project, been a part of it. The sperm flagella is driven as a micro bio robot. cancer research in terms of control in America is controlled by agencies within the United States government. But I want to take you also where the G20, where the nations come in. You see, remember when we started to talk 6 years ago on Parker Pathways, I think it was four shows. This is when everybody expected Hillary to be president, that she was coming into this thing. It was the idea to have a global control of country within a country. The intention of the social communists that are in Congress right now were behind her in terms of the concept of changing the world, in terms of we don't have borders, in terms of the thing I talked about, that we don't, you know, this is the North American continent. It's not the United States of America. But let's take it a step further. What would you think of the idea to copy a reproduction system that is based upon global glaciation that occurred approximately 720 to 635 million years ago? What would you think of that? Now, if you have, in other words, if you're changing a species to adapt to the extra colonization of cosmic entity, you would have to have a system which is taking a system which is called a molecular clock. So in other words, the climate change people, if you look at it in the real world, the Al Gores of the world, you say to yourself, well, why would they be talking about the Earth warming in terms of carbon system and saying that the humans are responsible for this, even though the industrial system has carbon credits, which is making fortunes for people in Congress? They have no reason to change that. They're not going to let the President of the United States change that. But what's the real goal in terms of being into an extension of the definition of elite? What would happen if this was, well, it's called the Kingdom of Animalia, which includes taking the human species and placing it into a different evolutionary part of the tree that can function with the divergence of the mutations of genes in common proteins in a different atmosphere. And the atmosphere is called Snowball Earth. Now, NASA knows this. The problems of 128 different proteins from a broad range of the bilinear possessing the head and tail and front and back symmetry of bilaterian animals and the way their sperm is represented is part of the NASA model. So, in other words, if you have calibrations that are using estimates that animals originated early mid Neoproterozoic, which is around 720 to 1,000 million years ago, then the emergence of these, the early phyla, which had to have been part human in the ocean in the first place, which is part of the mythologies of various cultures, which are related to the stars. We are already bound by our forms of genetic code. We are born with gills. There are creases within the neck, which are wiped away at this point. You have smegma. You have hair on the body, which is wiped away when we're born now. And the whole point, because and we have the aquatic genes in us. We have the 75 haploids, which I'm talking about in terms of the changing of the electromagnetic field. So in other words, if you use the future war of the Hillary war, which I call it as gives her more credit than she deserves, but the point is that she knows it, and the terms of the fact of having world domination. When they asked Hillary Clinton what her payoff would be when they were in the White House, what job would she want after writing Hillary Healthcare, she wanted to be in charge of the World Bank, the International World Bank. And there were, you would think, well, that's because of the money, yes, the money. But it was the actual formation of the changing of the genomes in the molecular clock to produce a new human. The relationships of the phylum, the species, and the living extinct include the estimates of hundreds of millions of years. Now, the process of evolutionary divergence can have those extreme climate changes that can lead to snowball Earth. It's a period in the, if you have a cooler system where the Earth was in terms of its, we're 90 million years ago right now, what we're going through, it's actually coming into the other cooling system. So, the process of using the morphology and the ecology of the real-world globalization of the glaciation and placing it in as that, as the part of the molecular clock, which is the way the Earth is going, you are then making it on a theoretical basis the procreation of a new species based upon what might be on another planet in the Goldilocks zone. In other words, it's called where you have the Kepler space probe, finding at least saying, well, there are at least 50 planets that are out in the galaxy that are close to Earth as we know it. Some are a little closer, some are a little away from it. You take the other examinations of the galaxy, and you find out that there are basic as it's structured over, this is an estimate, close to 650 million galaxies just like ours. From that, if you take the Mahabharata writings and the Sanskrit, They have written 5,000 years before Christ that the number of what are called celestial rings, which the American Indians depict in their writings, what is called Kimka One Kimka Fikas, which means if we were to decipher that, which has been deciphered mathematically by algorithms. It took 22 years to do it, by the way. I've seen it. I was part of a spec of that with Carl Sagan. In fact, we even wrote it on a brass plate that's floating out there in the cosmos. It comes to 1,095 to the 150th power, the number of galaxies that are out there, according to the Marsufa carvings, 5,000 years before Christ. The Mayan carvings, which are 8,000 years before Christ, have at the Marsufa, in terms of what's called the bigger one, which is carved in stone, faces you every time you're a tourist in Quetzalcoatl, the exact number. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Advertisement for the pledge drive for RBN, talking about, you know, people saying about vaccines, everybody thinks, you know, vaccines are not functional. Of course, I've talked about this on programs before. You know, it isn't really well known how vaccines actually work in the body, but I find that it's interesting that the development of a vaccine that may be used to decrease cholesterol, I find that most interesting. And I think that I wasn't going to present it because I think I wanted to keep on my theme of Snowball Earth. But the thing is that the idea of having a vaccine to replace statin, which has some side effects, which can be debilitation, can be loss of your limbs, the loss of your neck muscles. You can have other side effects, which you do not want to discuss on air at this time to take up valuable air time. But it's very much a process of serious concern. And the vaccine is supposed to be ready by 2023, And at Sheffield University is where this work is being exposed. It's supposed to see prevent the development of arteriosclerosis, reducing the amount of cholesterol by 53%, according to their work. But the arteriosclerosis damage to the vessels by 64% compared to the European Society of Cardiology's figures before and after vaccination to decrease cholesterol. But the side effects can still be affected the same in humans, where the vaccine will have to have two or three shots, and then a booster. And one of the side effects from the vaccine for taking a replacement for statin is the increased risk of development of diabetes. And when you look at the figures for that, you have 31% of the United States of America is what they have, you know, a higher low-density lipoprotein, or an LDL. And so the Centers for Disease Control wants to put that on the G20 table as well as to what I'm exposing, which is the use of the electromagnetic field as a way to change the reproductive system of species on the Earth. But the whole point is that just thinking about it by logic, if you have people with high total cholesterol are having approximately twice the risk for heart disease are the people from the levels that they have. But you see, they change the value. They change the ranges of the cholesterol. See? So it's something to pay attention to, and I'm glad that I'm at least warning you about the process of this and how that works. By the way, I want to make a shout-out to Greeley, Colorado. They have been named as the 13th annual Best of the Best Tap Water in taste test, which is what people really go by, you know, as a way. But this is a very big deal for Greeley, Colorado, in my opinion. And I have a list of the best participants. If you email me, kwatisbcglobal.net, I'll let you know if your city is involved and where you came out on the testing of the water of the system. And, of course, not being a complete stock pick in terms of things, but I'm just going to say because my time is short, but the American Water Works may be just a better buy than the American States Water, even though the American States Water has a better price-earnings ratio. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Pennsylvania, we have a lot of listeners, and of course, a lot of them in the prayer wheel. And most of the reactions from Parker Pathways that I have against the lawmakers there in Pennsylvania concerning the pipeline and the fracking and the oil transfers that occurs, particularly close to Maryland and forms of Philadelphia and coming into the upper part of Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania lawmakers are working to curb the pipeline protesters tied to the lobbyists for the companies behind the various projects. And for oil and fracking, for hydraulic fracking for natural gas. So you have the Atlantic Sunrise Pipeline, which is backed by certain senators there. The Republican Senator Scott Martin announced that he intends to introduce legislation that would cost of law enforcement responding to the protesters onto the demonstrators. And, of course, there'll be criminalizations, protests against the natural gas facilities. we'll probably, they want to legislate putting people in jail for that without warrant. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, based Williams Partners, they are planning to construct the Atlantic Sunrise Pipeline through the subsidiary of Transco. So they have a $3 billion, 200-mile project, and that's, when you look at the map, it crosses over into the fracking areas that are part of the Texas frackers. So you have all these people and the contamination of their water and the idea that the Pennsylvania and Oklahoma people want to pass legislation to keep them getting compensation for the harm that's been done to them. And from the actual water and from the fracking itself. The opposition to the pipeline has been ongoing since we started on this. It was in 2014 in Pennsylvania. This is a planned route that's next to Conestoga in Lancaster County. And the Lancaster Against Pipelines has signaled, you know, a willingness to engage in a nonviolent direction. But in around May, which is, you know, last month, the conference between the responders and the North Dakota law enforcement officials who dealt with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, they published, Senator Martin, he published a plan to propose a bill to penalize and actually jail protesters. Not even considering the harm that's being done to the land and to the cows and to the farms and to the homes and from the drillings. So the Republican Senator Mike Regan is seeking to criminalize civil disobedience and other forms of demonstrations at the infrastructure sites, which would include the gas pipelines and facilities. And this same activity will be going on in New Mexico, and as the same technique by which the senators do real-world conceptual law and regulations with people protesting against the contaminated water in the process of the fracking itself, which is going to go on in New Mexico on a bigger scale. So there are involved the Pennsylvania Advocacy Group, which is part of the complex, is created by five lobbyists from two different firms, from Novak Strategic Advisors and the Community Networking Strategies, LLC. And these are regular political action committees to determining the fate of what happens in the human body. And the particular law cases that are involved in other aspects, there's a Cleveland Clinic Foundation against the True Health Diagnostics LLC. These are formations of a test for determining when an artery is damaged or inflamed from the water. It releases an enzyme. It's called malate peroxidase, MPO. And that prior art that taught on the MPO could be detected in atherosclerotic plaque or a lesion. And that required actually a surgically invasive method. But this particular test was very functional for the cardiovascular disease as a result of contaminated water. Now, the True Health, which is a diagnostic laboratory, it purchased the assets of diagnostics, which is controlled by a Cleveland clinic to perform the MPO testing. And so the True Health performed its own MPO testing. And the Cleveland clinic sued, asserting that infringement. And the District Court of Appeals decided that that the claims patent were ineligible under 35 United States Code 101, which is really the code which determines how to make and use and how to have the best mode and also how to explain that the claim is actually claiming what is invented. So the district court, turned that suit away and dismissed the contributory-induced infringement and denied to leave the amendment, held that it was proper to consider Section 101 at the motion-to-dismiss stage, which procedurally is true. And that the Cleveland Clinic didn't provide any construction of any terms of proposed expert testimony. Even though I was asked, I did not appear because I couldn't go physically. So essentially that test was thrown out. So the Pennsylvania lawmakers have added to terms of picking up that case to exclude a certain group of people that would be tested normally for the arterial plaque as a result of the contamination of the 170 chemicals, and 10 of them are carcinogenic from reusable fracked water, which is called produced water. So that is the name that's been given now to the contamination of carcinogenic water, which goes into the aquifer. To understand how things combine, there's a case which is called Metal versus Tam that was decided last week. You would think, well, what does a rock group case do in relationship to life and death in terms of the water and the proposed overtaking the public will by regulation in medicine? But the rock group, the Slants, chose to name to dilute the terms denigrating force as a derogatory term for Asians. And the trademark office denied the application for registration of the Slants under 15 United States Code, Section 1052A, which actually prohibits the registration of trademarks that disparage, bring, or contempt, or disrepute any living or dead people. So the Supreme Court affirmed the Federal Circuit. So you have the Supreme Court ruling that held that the clause is subject to the Free Speech Clause and it does not regulate government speech, and that trademarks are private and are not government speech. So and they are registered, and the federal government is not involved. So the disparagement clause that denies that regulation of the mark is offensive to a substantial percentage of members of the group, the Supreme Court said. So the Supreme Court said the public expression of ideas may be prohibited merely because the ideas are themselves offensive to the hearers. The disparagement clause cannot withstand even a relaxed review. It does not serve as substantial evidence, nor is it nearly drawn. Well, you see, when you do horizontal drilling, and in terms of drilling for the natural gas underneath people's farms without their permission because they're not doing it over on the surface of the land, that's called a slant. So the horizontal system for the slant of those bores, which can hit a coffee can 350 feet underground, therefore... the hydraulic drillers are not liable for the use of that in their contract. Just think about that. So you say to yourself, well, yeah, you know, that's what the people are talking about. The United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit decided to appeal a case called Jordan versus Bunnell against the Universal City Studios in the movie business. And you come across this all the time, where what happens, the plaintiff is filing suit against the defendants in the film industry, alleging copyright and state law violations. and a breach of an implied-in-fact contract, alleging that the defendants used a screenplay idea to create the Purge, which is the film's producing without compensation. So the Ninth Circuit affirmed the denial of the defendants' anti-slap motion to strike the state court appeal. So in this case, the plaintiff actually implied, in fact, kind of did not arise from the protected free speech activity because the claim was based on the defendant's failure to pay for the use of the plaintiff's idea, not the creation, production, distribution, or content of the film. So the panelists held that the defendant's failure to pay was not in conduct furtherance of the right to free speech. You see what they did there under the entertainment law and the movie business? So they're saying, well, because it's only for the failure to pay for the use of the plaintiff's idea, the plaintiff doesn't have any case. Well, it happens that when you're playing out the terms where I'm placing all of this in the books and into the movie scripts that I'm writing, the whole thing comes down to the fact that they won't take the concept because they won't take the concept of the other idea of taking the water from the idea, because the water is a state right owned by the United Nations. You see how that works? So in other words, the Ninth Circuit, this will be appealed. The whole point is that the Ninth Circuit is saying the same thing that Gorbachev said to me, eyeball, eyeball. You don't own the water. You don't own the concept of it. But if you use the concept of the fact that you're being, you know, that they stole it, they stole the idea, didn't pay the writer for his work, and which is what the movie business does a lot. And the thing comes down to the fact that it's affecting a principle which is controlled by the United Nations. So you think that you own the water? No. You think you own your body? Absolutely not. Hillary Clinton made that clear a week ago. It's not, you know, this isn't a dead panel. This is a dead Republican Party. And that's the way she put it. And she was applying it. And to finish the sentence, it was to the metric of the fact of sustenance. They didn't report that to the public on that sentence structure from Hillary Clinton. Now, to have that on the same level of the term of our theme for today's program, there, people have talked a lot about Amazon buying Whole Foods and the fact that their, local shoppers will be out in the terms of things with Whole Foods. Whole Foods has always been a, quote, organic system, but they buy from other countries. But at least they pay attention to the type of quality of foods. It's a low-margin business anyway. But Whole Foods has always had a business model, take care of its help in terms of things that people work for them. And they're saying they slipped a little on the customers, which I don't think so. I don't really agree with that. Amazon, in my opinion, will robotize this whole concept because the grocery business is a low-cost system in terms of things, but a high-cost margin, very low profit. So if you have competitive businesses where you can use robots, you're going to do it. The government's on the idea of having a lot of greens and other things, saying this is healthy for you. That's not their total intention. I talked about that in the first hour and in part of the second hour today. The real aim is to give you the quat of that blood system from human feces in that food. And the thing, I'm just shorthanding it for you. But the whole idea of the future of food will be controlled completely by robots. And the process of what this does to the small business person is an absolute crime. An absolute crime. And I think in that system, a $13 billion deal, what is it, $13.7 billion? to robotize the food chain. The government supported this deal, didn't even challenge it on antitrust, because they know this is how they're going to get the control of the food supply on the robot system. They don't hide it. They've been talking about it for years, and the public just goes right along drinking their Starbucks coffee, walking to lunch. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Thank you for listening.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Our program, and I just wanted to mention that there's a statue of an American Indian called The Gift, and be at Thunder Valley Casino in the town of Lincoln in California, and I've been sent pictures of it. It's a 12-foot statue that depicts an American Indian soldier with a feather in his hair. And this is a tribute of the American Indian and the Alaskan Native Americans that fought in the wars for us, the Second World War and otherwise. And during World War One, about 1,400 American Indians volunteered to serve in the European front. Even though they didn't have citizenship. And they set in motion the federal process to grant citizenship to Native Americans that passed in 1924. And, of course, one of the leaders of that just died about a week ago. And this statue will be the centerpiece of a larger installation at the Riverside National Cemetery, which is about 60 miles east of Los Angeles, California, to honor the Native Americans who served the United States. And this is based on abutting Native American reservation that I'm familiar with and connected to. And, of course, that's where I'll be buried, is the Riverside National Cemetery, or at least I'm that, or Arlington. But the nation, this statue is quite astounding, and it's noted that they Navajo and the Comanche, Cherokee and Choctaw and the Seminole are depicted within this statue. They had a lot to do with the World War II and the Code Talkers, and but there was even more than that. I am really honored that there's an insignia of my real name within the list in brass, and I'll never say my real name on air or the process, but that's what it is. And with all the hate in this society, and all of the people saying that Black Lives Matter, and all of the selfish people on this earth that are just absolutely horrible in terms of how they see their fellow man, I ask you from the bottom of my heart that at least you give credence to the American Indian and give some credit to the people that are in. And then take another thought and think about the other things that we opened up with this show today. And the concept of it's America, even though they took it away from us and called it the North American continent, there still is no other greater country on this earth than the United States of America. You go to other countries and you'll find out quickly. They take your passport and your soul. Have a good swim, meet a lovely, and come back and try it. You'll never happen in the United States. But the United States has the greatest freedoms in the world. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening on Parker Pathways. RBN has its pledge drive. Please obey it. Try to work with it. It's very well to your benefit. I want to thank my producer, and I want to thank the people that are behind me to make this show possible. We'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America.
God bless America, and thank you.
See you next week.
And all that you have in the time of your life.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.